This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Last week, I started reading from an article in a 1982 Roseau Times Region in the archives of the Roseau County Museum. Elmer and Rose Holland were celebrating their 50th anniversary that year and were interviewed for the newspaper. Elmer had started working for the Roseau County Highway Department in 1944 and was telling about his work. "I graveled a lot of roads in the county," he affirms. He also did some snow plowing. "I remember when the county got its first D7 cat," he recalls. "Then it was all fingertip operation, and it was as different as day and night. It had a lot more power and a lot more speed," he said. Mrs. Holland remembers how, when he was working in the woods, "I kept busy milking the cows and running after the kids. They had 6 or 7 cows then. She kept a big garden and did the housework as well. I never was much of a farmer. I still worked for the county and farmed," he said. Elmer opined that the farmers today all live on borrowed money. "They live high, but they don't own anything. We didn't have anything, but we could make ends meet. We didn't have any debts." Elmer worked for the county until 1972, when he retired, but he has a grader on his place near Fox and still takes care of the township roads and will occasionally do a bit of plowing as well. They bought some land in 1959, but later sold it to their son and bought a mobile home with the idea of doing some traveling. Inflation took care of that idea, they affirm. Elmer says he has worked on most of the roads in the county. "When I started, we didn't have many roads and not much equipment. I did something on pretty near every road in the county. I bossed the crew and did construction. If there was maintenance to do, I was there. I did whatever it took to get going. We didn't have a man for each bolt in those days." He worked for 5 engineers in the county: Les Payne, Merle Alley, Ray Chapin, Jack Isaacson, and Ray Sovey. "Now it's all changed. The roads are longer, there isn't half the snow plowing, and the equipment is a lot better." He remembers when the equipment consisted of 2 patrols, an old 9K, and there wasn't anything as poor as that, the old 60 Caterpillar, 3 old trucks, and a 6-yard scraper. "And we used a mucker to pick up dirt and elevate it onto the road. Now all the equipment is big," he mused. He remembers building the road, which now runs past their mobile home, during one of the first years he worked for the county. He also recalls building the first telephone line on the ridge, going to Roseau. He and his brother Ole, Pete Fugelberg, and Richard Hagen hauled the poles in with horses, dug the holes, and got them up along Highway 11. "That was when the farmers first got their phones," Mrs. Holland remembered. They raised 6 children: Gloria, Mrs. Dalton LaSalle of Malung; Shirley Ann, Mrs. Willard Van Horn from Grand Forks, North Dakota; Reuben and Jadis; Stanton, Bud, and Racine, Wisconsin; Dale, Julia, and Douglas, deceased. They have 9 grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren. They have lived in their mobile home since 1973 and still do a lot of gardening. She belongs to Rose Ladies Aid, and they attend Rose Church. She loves to embroider, make quilts, visit and have coffee, as well as reading history, geography, everything I can get my hands on, she smiles. "Elmer got rid of his tool chest so they wouldn't bother me, and he likes to keep the roads, watch some hockey on TV, and visit. He takes care of the lawn and loves to garden too. I just keep on. You can't sit down entirely," he emphasizes. They go to town 2 or 3 times a week. He enjoys horse racing, and we were pretty good hockey fans until a few years ago, he says. They plan to keep right on enjoying their home and friends. "We're not rich or famous, but we are healthy, and we have wonderful neighbors," Mrs. Holland concluded. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories. It's fun to share the accounts of long married couples who had lived through so many changes like the Hollands. I recently went to a meeting at which the senior manager of the Fort Wayne, Indiana Public Library's Special Collections encouraged people to make sure their children know their own story. He quoted a 2016 article in Prevention magazine by saying, Listening to stories lights up the whole brain, not just a few areas. He said if a child in second grade can name four grandparents, it's a good indicator of future success. Even stories of negative events embed positive impacts on a child's emotional well-being. So share your child's story with them. They'll benefit from that. And if you can share those stories with the museum, we'll appreciate it.